ABC Radio Australia.
Well, we thought leadership drama around the Pacific's peak body would finally be put to rest, but a letter has emerged further complicating the issue. It was believed Henry Puna, Secretary General of the Pacific Islands Forum, would step down in June, but he may have been given a lifeline from an unlikely source. Mackenzie Smith has more.
It's the first public sign of disagreement between the Micronesian bloc. Once united in their desire for the Pacific Islands Forum head to step down, Marshall Islands has seemingly broken ranks. In a February letter addressed to Nauru's president, Marshall Islands President David Kambua urges his Micronesian counterparts to rescind their demand for Henry Puna to leave. He says Mr. Puna was fairly elected and he worries the Micronesian nations could come across as sore losers. The letter was obtained by the Marshall Islands Journal and shared with Pacific Beat. The revelation comes as Palau's president, Sarangal Whips Jr., doubles down on his calls for a change of leadership.
It's a Micronesian seat, so that seat will be cleared and a Micronesian will be put there. And I guess we can, if you want to use Secretary Puna's name, what is clear to us is that the seat will be vacated and we can put a Micronesian there.
Earlier this month, the Secretary General of the Pacific Islands Forum, Henry Puna, said he was open to standing down if it would keep the membership together.
If that is an option for maintaining the unity and solidarity of the region and the Forum family, then of course it's worth looking at.
The five nations of Nauru, Kiribati, Marshall Islands, Palau and the Federated States of Micronesia declared they would quit the regional body last year after Mr. Puna was elected instead of their nominee. It was a heavy blow for the regional body, which sits at the apex of the region's diplomatic architecture, helping guide economic growth, governance and security. But the presidents of the Federated States of Micronesia and Palau say they could rejoin the group and expect Mr. Puna to stand down in June. It's unclear what Nauru's position is or what talks have taken place since the February letter. Both the office of Nauru President Lainu Angimea and Mr. Kambua's office declined to comment for this story. Still, only last week, Sarangal Whips Jr. was putting forward a united front.
Palau has been very clear, and so has been the rest of the Micronesian states. It's Micronesia's turn, and we expect nothing less, and that's why Micronesia pulled out. It's nothing personal against Henry Puna or the Cook Islands. It's the principle that it's Micronesia's turn.
The head of the Pacific Hub at the Griffith Asia Institute, Tess Newton-Cain, says the letter marks a significant break with Micronesia's position so far.
Whilst that Micronesian President's Summit bloc certainly started out with a fairly well-developed and singular position that they were unhappy with what had happened and they felt that the process was inappropriate and disrespectful and whatever else, that over time, maybe the embeddedness or the single-mindedness of that mission has changed.
Dr. Newton-Cain says the jury's still out on whether Mr. Puna will stand down, but she says if he were to stay on, some Micronesian countries, like Marshall Islands, may elect to remain in the forum.
It's more a case of recognising that this has been a process, it's been a bit of a journey, people have come to different realisations at different points along the way, and this is all part of the process that we, you know, we hope, and I think we can still hope, will lead to the forum remaining intact.
Marshall Islands candidate Gerald Zakios was Micronesia's pick for the forum leadership. Dr. Newton-Cain says it was therefore significant that it was the one to break ranks.
You would think that that would carry some weight within that grouping, that if, you know, if they don't feel the need to fight to the bitter end for their man, then maybe nobody else needs to either.
As for what the future holds, the letter from David Kambua also outlines other concessions the forum has offered the Micronesian bloc: for the Secretary General position to rotate between subregions and for an office to be established in the North Pacific. David Kambua is urging his counterparts to settle for those terms. The forum members have until June to reach an agreement.